Mr. Chairman.
You're not going to read that whole thing, are you?
This is your report. I'm getting old. I have to wear glasses.
Me too.
I made a lot of germane comments, I thought, and then I heard what everyone had to say, and so I scratched 99% of them. I'll leave you with just a few pearls. How's that?
Very well, thank you.
I also listened to some of the commission members' questions, and I guess I'd like to specifically address some of the issues that the commissioners have brought up as to some of my feelings. First of all, I think that one of the major things the commission needs to consider is that in spite of Don Valesco's recent comment, he was here before oil, he'll be here after oil. I share that, Don. I intend to be here also post-oil, and I was here pre-oil. I recognize that we have a $20 billion fund of assets. However, I also believe that this freight train is moving very rapidly and that it will, in fact, hit the wall if this commission and the legislature does not act. I think specifically that I would share with you that I think it's important to all Alaskans that we share the pain, and that there is no part of our state that is sacrosanct or not does not participate, because I believe that having walked in the shoes of many members of this commission, that unless that you can convince all Alaskans that they're going to share in the reduction in the size of government and the benefits which accrue to them, that you will never ever convince them to reimpose an income tax or to increase taxes, because as long as our state continues to receive the many programs and handouts that we have become to appreciate and enjoy, and myself as an Alaskan and every member of this commission as Alaskan gets a check from this government, and we have many special programs that we've learned to enjoy and the quality of life that we just heard, we all enjoy that. But until we all begin to share the pain, across the board, not just in one program, because every program that this state has a constituency, and you'll hear that. And everyone will come and say, cut the budget, but don't touch mine, because mine is important. Truth of the matter is, I think that we must start, as you've heard a lot about zero-based budgeting, but we really have to go across the board. The special programs that we share in this state that no other state in the union shares should obviously, in my opinion, be at the top of the list. You know, Mayor Giuliano in New York and Governor Whitman in New Jersey, I think, are prime examples of states and cities that have recently exercised some leadership in this area where there was huge budget deficits, and they were forced to make some real tough decisions, and I would set them up as perhaps models for us to follow. I'd like to address just for a moment am I about out of time probably? Just for a moment about wages and the economic climate of our state. The average wage, and I think there's been recent publications that have dealt with this, the average wage in Alaska is actually less than it was 3 years ago. So the imposition of any kind of a tax would further deter from and make the living conditions of Alaskans more difficult than they are today. And that's caused on a statewide basis because of the high wages of the petroleum industry leaving the state, and the lower level of retail that's come into the state with jobs that just don't create the same kind of revenue. So I think that's something that you really need to take into consideration, that imposition of additional taxation will further drive the difficulty of Alaskans to exist. I'm reminded, and some members of this commission will probably remember this statement, but I'm reminded of a president of our state senate several years ago when that person said that Alaskans are not, the Alaska state is not wealthy, we are filthy rich. And I think there's a lot of truth in that statement. Although we have tremendous needs from rural Alaska through the entire state, I think the thing that we really need to focus on, and you as a commission particularly need to focus on, is that what programs do we have in our state that no other state in the union has? Look at our needs, obviously, but don't look to just to dismantle one program or the other program. And I think that if you really, as you make the decision, and this is going to be extremely difficult as time goes along, but you really have to look to be broad-based, and you have to look across all the programs, and especially those that are special only to Alaskans.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Baker. Any questions for Mr. Baker?
Sure, you'd rather be home watching the O.J. Simpson trial than sitting here, right?
Thank you very much. Next to give testimony from Anchorage, John Harrington.
Thank you, Commission, for the opportunity to speak my mind. I've lived in Alaska most of my life, and I feel that I have a responsibility to help with the future. I've put a lot of time into the state, and I've worked in the tourism industry for 10 years. And I just think that it's great that I have the opportunity to speak here. I'll make it real fast. You all are doing a good job. Continue the work. It's nice to get a pat on the back every once in a while instead of always being criticized. First thing I'd like to see is cut some of the wasteful spending in our government services. I see it when I drive down the road sometimes. Just trim some of the spending and cut the waste. You don't have to cut all the services and cut all the programs, but definitely need to be trimmed. And page 8, all of those things you can start with on page 8, trimming those a little bit. And the second thing I support is a permanent fund cap. I think that is easier for people to realize once they're really forced with it. Because when you look at it, a permanent fund is a free bonus. And I would rather give up something that's a free bonus to me than rather than shell out extra money out of my pocket. So I support a cap on a permanent fund. Third thing is, the permanent fund doesn't work by capping it. I would look at eliminating it altogether. The fourth thing I would do is initiate a statewide sales tax. Sales tax, to me, seems like it would be less expensive to initiate, and also it's straight across the board. Everybody pays the same. So I think that would be fair with a state sales tax. I would continue to maintain the tourism and marketing budget. I feel that's an important asset to our future. And I vote yes on scenario number 2 on page 17. You guys laid out 4 real nice scenarios. In a way, I think those 4 scenarios should go to the voters, you know, because we're going to be the ones that help with the decision. So I support scenario number 2, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for reading the report, John. Any question from the commission members for Mr. Harrington?
Okay, keep up the good work.
Thank you. The last to testify that I have on the sheet, in case any of you others would like to testify, is Nancy Cuddleback.
Cuddleback. back. All right, nobody gets it right. Well, I'm nobody important, I'm nobody special, and I'm not a financial genius, and I didn't bring a lot of notes, so this won't take long. But from looking at the newspaper here, to me it seems like the easiest thing to do, if our state government would find the backbone to do it, is get rid of permanent fund dividend checks altogether. Every year we have about $500 million gap, and every year we give away about $500 million.
Scenario number four.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's silly. And people who think that they're entitled to free money just because they live in Alaska, that's ridiculous. There isn't a state in the union that gives away free money. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life. And another thing you might want to think about, too, our welfare population is growing up here. And one of the big attractions for them to come up here is we pay the highest welfare benefits in the nation, and then on top of that, they get bonus money every year. Since 1990, from 1990 to 1994, our welfare budget has doubled. And I don't think that's because people have lost oil jobs, because people that work for oil companies will move to other countries and find new jobs. These are new people that are moving in here every year because we pay the highest benefits for welfare, and they get permanent fund checks. And the budget's just going to keep going up. I think it's a good idea to put it on the ballot. Let people take a vote. Let them vote to pay either income tax or give up their permanent fund checks. It's silly. You just need to have some guts and do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cuddleback. Any other people in the audience that would like to testify before the commission? I'm sorry I asked.
I'll be short.
Not because of you.
My name's Joelle Hall. I look around the room tonight, and I'm definitely one of the youngest faces in the crowd. I'm 29. I'm an Alaskan. And what I see is that my generation is going to be the people dealing with these, what's decided in the next 5 years for the next 40 or 50 years. And when I look at the scenarios, what I would like to see is that if cuts are to be made, I'm also not particularly partial to the permanent fund, I would be happy to give that back and let state government do the things that it does. If cuts need to be made, I think that they should be cut in a lot of different areas, not balance the budget on the back of the indigent or on the elderly. It needs to be across the board in a lot of ways so that all Alaskans have the responsibility for taking care of government, not just the people who can least afford to pay for it.
Thank you, Ms. Hall. Could you put your address here, please?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm Mike Ryan, resident of Anchorage, commercial accounts manager at Worthington Ford, a member of the Support Industry Alliance, and a private citizen and a member of a church board. I've spoken at other meetings, and I've read your report, I've heard the report, I've followed the report, I've followed your work, and you're doing good work. It's work that has to be done. I watched over the last 18 years, watched the state, and some of the things that have come to mind in my mind is Alaska, our state, is the attraction to people. It's a great, wonderful last frontier. It's a great place to be. It's the best state in the union to live in. We have the lowest tax liability or the lowest tax responsibility of any state in the United States. I encourage my children to move back here because there's more opportunity in Alaska. The fiscal gap that we're facing is one of the biggest threats to the opportunity of our young people, our businesses, and it threatens what really makes the people want to live in Alaska, and that is Alaska, our frontier, our environment, our work-hard attitude. Alaska isn't just schools in the bush. It's not a large Department of Corrections to house people that commit crimes. We have to focus on what our best assets are. It's the roads to get to the bush, to open up the area. Roads is a responsibility of the state. Safety is a responsibility of the state. We need to get away from things that encourage people to come to Alaska and live on welfare and take the free ride. We're all hardworking individuals up here. When the oil industry thought it was going to collapse, people asked me, what am I going to do as a commercial accounts manager when my sales are going to dry up and nobody will buy cars and trucks anymore? I said, I'm not worried. Most of the oil industry people are talented individuals. They'll find something to do up here if they want to be here. They'll go to work. They'll generate jobs. They'll generate opportunities that we haven't thought of yet. And I think our budget gap problem is the same thing. If we cut to the levels that we're supposed to, and we're worried about keeping people supported on government programs, we're making a big mistake. The people that are here are resourceful. If they want to stay, they'll find something to do. We'll find a way to get through the problem and keep Alaska what it is, a great attraction to all of us, a great place to be, the best place to live in the United States. So I recommend we cut, and cut deeply. And then we all get together and figure out how we're going to continue to live here and enjoy living here, because we can do it.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. I'm not sure I'm going to ask again. If there's anybody else that would like to comment. But any questions for Mr. Ryan from Fairbanks or Juneau?
No questions, thank you, Mike.
Yes, ma'am. I guess that concludes tonight's testimony from Anchorage. We get to do this one more time tomorrow night for those of you that are interested.
I've got one question. Somebody dropped in the middle and wanted to testify, if you could do so tonight. Include somebody from Fairbanks?
Yes, I think you can, Mary, unless Mr. Rogers overrules that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
If it's somebody from Fairbanks, we'll include them. Seriously, we are and have been open to testimony from other sites upon the conclusion of the site listed for each of the three nights so far, and we would continue that tomorrow night.
Thank you.
I'm gonna sign off.
Okay, bye, Mary.
Yeah.
Do you have 5 minutes?
I tell you what.
Bye, Juno.
Okay, well, wait right there.
Oh, sure.
Good to see you, Bob.
Take care, Dave.
Take care.